Thank you so much. Yes, we are going to do the top 10 hits in special education law, Casey Kasem style. We've got a lot of material to cover, so let's get started. Number 10 is Andrew F. and a free appropriate public education.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
So coming from this United States Supreme Court, we have the Andrew F. case, which this is the first time since Board of Education versus Rowley, which was from 1982, that the Supreme Court has reviewed the standard for a free appropriate public education under the IDEA for special education students. And in fact, unlike Rowley, we are dealing with a child in this case who was not participating in general education and was not performing at grade level. So a significantly lower level student who had autism. So this case was the first opportunity for the Supreme Court to decide what FAPE meant for children in these types of settings. And this was a case out of the 10th Circuit, and that's important because in the 10th Circuit, the Rowley standard and the way they interpreted the Rowley standard was that they required only merely more than de minimis progress on the child's IEP or individualized educational plan. And Andrew's parents argued that that was too low of a standard and that, in fact, the standard should be basically equal with non-disabled peers, that there should be equal opportunities to achieve the same academic success, attain self-sufficiency, and contribute to the society as non-disabled peers. Now, the Supreme Court went kind of in the middle.